Hey guys, welcome back to Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Thank you all so much again for tuning in this week. I hope your all's week has been smooth. I hope that your Sunday has felt reset. And if you are listening to this and it's not Sunday, then at least I hope that something good has happened to you today. So thank you all so much again for tuning in today, and I'm so excited to get into it. So without further ado, welcome back to Simply You. Yay! Guys, I'm really excited to slow down with you guys and really just break down routine. Routine is what we are going to talk about today. I feel like routine can honestly make or break you sometimes, and it is so easy to fall out of your routine. So I really want to talk about, one, how can we establish a good routine? But then whenever, because again, we're not perfect, there's going to be times where we start to slip, right? Where our routine starts to kind of slip through the cracks a little bit. That's where I'm going to kind of talk about and break down what we do whenever we feel our routine kind of slipping away a little bit, and just how we can get back, because you're going to fall off sometimes. That's okay. But it's about just getting back on track and just pushing forward, because if we're off track for too long, that is whenever it can be an issue. So it's not about really getting off track. It's about how quick that we can come back on track. You feel me? So I'm super excited to talk about routine, especially just within my life. I mean, as you guys know by now, that I am a woman of many hats, so to speak, and I'm sure that you guys are too. But with just trying to manage and juggle so much at once, for me, what really helped me, which honestly took me so long to actually lock down, was routine. I feel like for so long, part of my anxiety was me feeling like I was just constantly running out of time, or me constantly feeling rushed, or just always behind in my life. And part of what has been helping me kind of alleviate some of that is routine, is really prioritizing where I need to be focusing my time and where I need to be spending my time. Because that, one, it makes me feel more confident in how I am using my time. And it just makes me feel more productive, because I know that I have actually set intention to actually do this, and I'm not just doing it just to do. Two, I really think it's helped me stay organized, because I am I would actually say I'm like a mix between type A and type B, which a lot of my friends and family would most definitely say that I'm type B, but I think I'm type A in a sense where I handle my shit. Like, I really don't let things like slip through the cracks, but okay, I say that. There are sometimes things do, but it's more so like how I'm type B is like the function and how I do things. I do things very chaotically. Like, I will be doing like two things at once. Like, I'll be walking as I'm making like an Instagram reel for Simply You. There's just certain instances where I multitask, or I'm thinking about so many different things that I'm type B in that sense. But I would say I'm like type A and a half. But just being a woman that manages and just juggles so much, something that has really helped my anxiety and me feeling like I'm not rushing around all of the time is actually prioritizing and slowing down to make my to-do list and to make sure that I'm spending my time effectively. Because there was, for like the longest time, I would be thinking about all the things that I have to do, and it would honestly just stress me the fuck out so much. Like, I would feel so overwhelmed that I would just sit and feel that way for like an hour, and that hour would be completely wasted, all because I was feeling overwhelmed because of my to-do list that I had to do, or just thinking about all of the things that I had to get done. That would just like stress me out so much, and then it would make me think about how much that I had to do, and then that would leave me feeling like I was behind, and then that would make me feel like I needed to rush to get caught up. And it was just like a constant cycle that just felt horrible, and I just was so stressed all the time. When in reality too, like, the things that I needed to get done, some took honestly a while. Like, some would take like a couple hours of my day to get done, but there's also some things that were like small that would still bring me a big load of stress, because it was just part of that big circle of stress ball as far as what I had to get done. So something that's really helped me is prioritize my routine, prioritize my schedule, and really like allocating my time in certain areas that I know need to get done. So anyways, we're gonna get into it. First, I was thinking we could kind of break down our routine in general and kind of just talking through ways that I found success or things that I kind of focus on within each kind of step and part of Girls Day and our routine, so to speak. And then more so kind of just going through like some questions too. So I guess for starters, talking about our morning routine. I'm a firm believer morning routines can make or break. But that being said though, I'm not gonna lie, I honestly think that your nighttime routine is just as important as your morning routine, which we will circle back to this whenever we reach our nighttime routine. But I do think that morning routines are important, but I find more value in more, or not find, I place more value and I place more importance on the mental morning routine than the physical morning routine. Like, I, truth to God, do not have this 10-step morning routine as far as like my skincare and stuff. Like, my skincare is so freaking basic that as far as like that goes, I keep it simple. Like, I literally use two products, actually three counting the blush on, I guess, but I literally use like two products like on my face. So as far as like a physical routine goes, I keep that shit simple. But I think that a morning mental routine is so insanely crucial because that can really set your entire day up. Because again, everything is a choice, right? We have kind of talked about this in a few previous episodes, but every single thing in this life is a choice. And like, our brains do not just wake up feeling motivated. Our brains are not going to wake up feeling happy. Like, that is something that we have to create. That is something that we have to choose. But to even break that down even further, like, in order to even choose and create happiness and motivation, you have to set intent to actually get there, right? Like, we can't just one day wake up and say, I'm going to feel happy this day. Like, no, we really have to slow it down and truly breathe and kind of just sit within ourselves and be like, what can I do today that's going to make me feel happier? What can I do today that's going to keep me on track to where I want to be? And then from there, that is whenever you can set your goals up for the day on small things that you can like throw into your daily routine. That's where too, say that you're focused on being happy that day, right? Which we all are, but again, we don't just wake up being happy. We have to create it, we have to choose it. But as we choose happiness, we have to choose things that genuinely make us happy. So one, we have to find things and figure out the things that genuinely make us happy and make us feel good. And then from there, once we do find those things that make you happy and make you feel good, just figuring out and focusing on ways to try to sprinkle those little things into your day-to-day routine, into your day-to-day schedule to bring more happiness into your life. Because majority of the life, guys, like majority of what life is very simple. It's not gonna be the most exciting thing. Like majority of the minutes spent in your day is not gonna feel super exhilarating and thrilling. It's gonna be more so planning and preparing and doing all of those things to prepare you for those big moments that, again, make everything worth it, right? But I think that's where, in those kind of more mundane tasks, we have to be able to find ways to sprinkle in little ways of happiness too. So that being said, same thing as motivation, right? Like, we all aren't gonna wake up and want to go to the gym. I promise you that. I go to the gym every single day. And do I feel like going to the gym every single day? Fuck no. Like, 9 times out of 10, I could literally go home and take the biggest nap and be like, oh my gosh, that would probably feel amazing too, right? But I also know that I just love movement. I love to move my body. It helps my nervous system so much. It helps my anxiety so much. And I truly know that. And I, like, it has never once failed me. So that's just where too, like, staying motivated and staying disciplined too, like, that is a conscious choice that we have to make. And I truly believe that it is so much easier to stay consistent and to stay motivated and to stay disciplined whenever you set that intention in the morning. So kind of going into the mental part of our morning routine, I always start, so first obviously I wake up and I'm completely discombobulated. I'm like, what in the world is going on? I was in a deep slumber. But once I have started to arise and start to awaken, I start to go into my bathroom. I start to wash my face, brush my teeth, do the whole shebang, right? But it's more so the conversation that I'm having with myself as I'm doing all of those things. I'm telling myself that we are gonna have a good day. I'm telling myself that we can accomplish all the things that we need to do. I'm telling myself that I am strong, that I'm sexy, that I'm feeling good today. Like, which that may sound crazy, but there was a point in time where I would be brushing my teeth and I would be washing my face and the thoughts going through my head would just be so cruel and just be so, just so negative into where I was going with my day. Like, I was just talking to myself like, oh my God, like I cannot believe that I have to go here today and do this today and just fuck this. And like, I don't want to do this. And like, this day is going to be horrible. And it's like, once I would start out my days even thinking that, it was so hard for me to get out of that negative state and out of that negative mindset. So that's, and it really took me a long time to even be aware that that was part of the reason why my days felt so horrible. So I started to really focus on my morning talk to myself. Now, that being said, yes, there are gonna be mornings where I wake up and I don't feel the best, or I wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, today is going to be long as hell. Which again, there are going to be long days, you guys. It's life. Some days are going to be shorter. Some days are going to be longer. Some days are going to have 15 things to do. Some days you're going to have 3 things to do. Like, it's, it really is a balance. But I just think that if you can create a consistent, positive mental morning routine with positive self-talk, it's just going to carry through and make your day, I think, so much easier. That being said, I think whenever you can make it consistent, it's gonna make those days where you do wake up and you don't feel as motivated, or you just aren't feeling like as confident, or what, or just like whatever the case may be, it makes those situations so much easier too, because that's where I think that you can honestly like talk yourself out of it and talk yourself down and be like, look, you may not be feeling it today, girl, but we as a whole, we are doing it because we do not let our feelings and let that take over, right? Like, we have a plan. We told ourselves that we were going to work out today. We told ourselves that we were going to go to the meeting or go whatever it is that you're going to do. So do it, right? Like, just do it. Literally just keep it simple. Don't think about how long it's going to be or think about the hours that you're going to be there. Literally just do it. It's as simple as that. And I think just keeping it simple whenever you are starting to overcomplicate it and start to make it larger than really what it is, keep it simple, right? Like, if you told yourself that you were going to work out that day and you woke up and you're like, oh my gosh, I really do not want to work out, or you're leaving work and you told yourself that you were going to go to the gym after work and now you're just not feeling it, that's where, like, instead of going down that rabbit hole being like, oh my gosh, like the couch would just feel so much better, like I just want to go home, and just like start to think about all the things and all of the other things that you could be doing, I want you just to sit back and pause. Literally, just sit back, pause for like 5 seconds and say, just do it. Literally, just fucking do it. It is 30 minutes, an hour of your life that you can just do, okay? It may not be your favorite thing to do in that moment. It may not be what you want to do, but you told yourself that you're gonna do it, so just do it. So anyways, I think that that all starts though in the morning. If you can have a positive morning self-talk, I think that that can really help us go into the rest of our day. And then kind of going into my morning non-negotiables, I really don't have many as far as, again, my self-talk. My self-talk to myself in the morning literally makes or breaks my days, because I've had days where I could feel my self-talk not being the best, and those days felt the longest. Like, it was really hard just to try to like push through that day, I guess, so to speak. But I would say my other non-negotiable, I chug water. Literally as soon as I wake up, I chug my entire water bottle. I always go to sleep, which I'll get into this too, within my nighttime routine. I'm telling y'all, I think that that is damn near more important than a morning routine. But I always wake up with a filled glass of water next to my bed so that every single morning I wake up and I just fucking chug it. Like, I literally go to town. And that also makes me feel a lot better, too. So I do that. And that's really it. I mean, if I have time, which I really should let myself have more time in the morning to, like, spend more time outside and stuff like that, because I don't drink coffee. I don't really drink caffeine at all. But, like, spending, like, your first 10 minutes outside, I've heard, is really good. So maybe that'd be, like, a little goal of mine. But yeah, that's really just like my main priorities within my morning routine that I truly have felt and believe really set myself up to tackle my day, and just like, it just helps truthfully. So, okay, next thing. Ooh, going into now our day. Your day is where I think if you can truly slow down and prepare for your day, it's going to make your day feel less hectic, especially whenever you have multiple things going on. So that's where I wanted to get into time blocking and prioritizing. So whether you use a calendar or not, and it's completely okay if you do not use a calendar, I really just use my journals and my planners. I'm a big write it down person whenever it comes to my schedule. But this is where I think I really struggled, because I would have so many things to do in so many different areas of my life. I mean, like, as we know, I am a podcast host, I'm in sales, I do lesson and mentoring, I do fashion content, and then I also need to tackle myself as well as my social life too. Like, there's just so many different areas in my life that need me or that I feel like I want to be there for. So for me, it took a really long time to figure out ways to actually prioritize that and figure out ways to make sure that the time I was spending throughout my days, one, was where they needed to be, two, made sense for where I was at that point in my life, and three, that it was balanced, right? I would really catch myself spending too much time in one area and then completely, not even disregarding, but it was just like, I was just like putting it on pause, and I hated the feeling of a part of my area being on pause and then having to almost like press play and feeling like I have to catch up on everything. And that's whenever for me, like, my feels like it's going like on two speed. Like, it feels like it's just like almost skipping through. And for me, like, I am the type of person where I want to experience and like be there to feel everything. Like, I am such an empath in all things good and bad. So just within like every single moment, like, I want to genuinely be there and like experience it to like its fullest potential. But whenever I felt like I was putting certain parts of my life on pause at some points, for me, it was really hard to feel that going back to those certain areas, because again, it's like everything felt sped up because I feel like I missed so much because I wasn't there, because I was not prioritizing it. So I really started to break my life down into like where I needed to be. So kind of how I prioritize is, one, if I have deadlines, by all means, that comes absolutely first. Like, if I have a deadline on something, that will be at the top of my list. That is the first thing that must get done. And then from there, for me, it's closest to the money, right? So, which, okay, this is for like network wise. So for that wise, like, say that I need to respond to some of the people for like my training and mentorship, or I have my sales work, like, that's where I will break that down into which area needs my help more or needs my response more. And with that being said too, like I say closest to the money, I think also what is the most urgent and pressing matter too. Like, say that you have something that is going to bring you more money, quote unquote, but you have a more like urgent need, I would put that urgent need above the closest to the money if that closest to the money is not the most urgent right now, if that makes sense too. But so I would say like deadlines, the most urgent, which I think that those kind of go hand in hand. And then for me, it's always closest to the money. And then, like, I don't know. I feel like for me, it's really just about when things are due, truthfully. Like, I'm a big deadline person. I never like to have things late. So, Like, if I know that I have things coming up in, like, 2 weeks or something, I will start to prepare for that. But, like, that will be more so on, like, the end of my list, because that day I'll have the things that I need to get done that day, you know? And then towards the end of my day, whenever I completed all of those things that needed to get done for that day, that's, like, that is whenever I can start to pivot into working and preparing on things that I know are going to be happening down the road, so, you know? So, like, I don't know. I think that we each have different things that we have to prioritize, whether or not that's our kids or school or your content or your job or what. Like, there are so many different things that we could all have to prioritize. But I would really only suggest one deadline. I think that the most urgent, pressing matters, those matters, I think, by all means, should be at the top of that list. Two, I think, really just breaking down your life into where you feel like you need to invest majority of your time to then reach your goals too. So, like, I don't know, at that, like, whenever it comes down to actually managing your schedule and prioritizing, I by no means want to tell you what to prioritize in your life. I just only recommend really making sure that you're balancing and really trying to feel a balance within each area of your life. Yes, there's going to be seasons where certain areas of your life, they're going to need you more than others. But I just really want to challenge all of us, including myself, to never lose sight of those areas that maybe can kind of get left in the dark, so to speak. Don't forget them too much where you have to put it on pause. Don't forget those areas too much where it feels like whenever you come back, you're having to play catch up. Like, at least just do a simple check-in. At least just do something every 2 weeks or every month, if that's all that you have, just something enough that's gonna make it warm enough, but it's not gonna go cold, you know? Like, it doesn't have to be a hot pressing matter, but at least just keep it warm until it needs to get hot. Because whenever things get cold, you guys, it is so much harder to defrost and make that warm again to then make that hot again, versus just keeping a consistent warmth, a consistent temperature the whole way through until we need to kind of turn up the heat a little bit on that measure. So that's where I think just continue having a balance there. Okay, workout and fitness. I work out every single day. I'm like not really crazy about it. Some people could probably say that I am crazy about it, but all that I would say is that I am the type where I have really bad anxiety. Very, very transparently, my anxiety is really bad, and I carry a lot of my anxiety in my body. So my body gets really stressed. I have found ways where I can talk my mind down and ease my mind just because it's what I studied, it's what I know, but my body carries my anxiety so hard and so much and so well that working out is therapy to me. It helps my anxiety so much. So part of working out and keeping that consistent for me, it's easy in that sense because I go to the gym and I feel like I need it. Like, I am begging to go work out. I am begging to go move my body, because until I do that, my body, it just does not feel calm. It does not feel balanced. It does not feel really at peace. I can't explain it. So for me, I think that working out and keeping it consistent day by day is a bit easier for me. But also with that though too, guys, like, there are days where I literally just do not want to work out. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I just want to go home, it has been so long. Or like, it'll be raining outside and I'm like, wow, like, a nice movie day or like a rock day sounds phenomenal. But on those days, that's where I literally just simplify it. And I'm like, no, I tell myself that I'm going to work out today. I know that the future me is going to feel so much better if I do. And I also tell myself too, which this is something that has been helping me just stay consistent with working out, is that not every single workout has to be so intense. Like, not every single workout has to, like, kill me, quote unquote, just because I tend to push myself a lot whenever I work out, just because, again, it feels very good to me. But on the days where I'm really not feeling it, or I just am feeling like super lethargic or whatever it may be, I literally just tell myself, one, you told yourself that you were going to do it, so do it. Just do it. Two, if that does not work, then that's whenever I go into the fact that this workout does not have to be anything crazy. I literally tell myself, just give it 45 minutes. 45 minutes of our day to move our body. And then from there, if we want to continue, continue. If we want to be done, be done. But just give 45 minutes today. And I feel like simplifying it to those terms for me at least helps me stay consistent, because once I reach about like 25, 30 minutes into my workout, I'm like, oh my gosh, like now I'm really starting to feel it. And then by then my workouts end up to be like an hour to like an hour and a half typically. So I think it's so easy just to talk yourself out of something or to make an excuse on why you're not going to, but instead just don't even acknowledge, like don't even play with that thought of not going to work out. Literally, like, I don't even entertain it. Like, as soon as I hear that thought, I'm like, yeah, no, that's not happening. But I don't know. I think just keep it simple always. But those two things, I think, really help me to stay consistent with it. Like, just give it 45 minutes. And then from there, if you want to be done and just do it. Like, you told yourself that you were going to do this, do it. Now for the evening routine. So as I've been saying all episode, I truly believe and feel that our evening routine is damn near more important than our morning routine, just because how you go to sleep can affect so much into how you wake up. And if you can wake up feeling refreshed and feeling prepared for your day, it is going to alleviate so much of that morning anxiety and stress that you can sometimes feel whenever you wake up. So for my evening routine, I will shower always. I will take a hot shower, slow down. I will take my time doing my skincare routine. It's literally two fucking steps. But I just make sure that I always do it. Like, I never, ever will go to bed without doing that routine. And there are some days where I am just like, I could just like slap this on and then like just be done. But I really try to slow down and just like give myself love in that sense. Like, throughout my day, I feel like I'm moving so fast and it's really hard for me to slow down and wind down in the evening. So I really try to be intentional with slowing down, starting with my shower, because there's days where I'm like, I just want to get the fuck in bed. And I try to take my shower as fast as possible and try to just speed through like all of my steps. But whenever I do that, it's even harder for me to actually go to sleep. So I really just try to force myself even some days to slow down and really just take my time doing things, so that by the time that I'm actually going and laying down in bed, my body is at least feeling a lot more calm. So that's one thing that helps, is really just taking my time in my shower and with just like my skincare routine, quote unquote. And then from there, I will typically respond to like my best friends and everything like that, kind of talk with them and do my little evening scroll, because just during my day I have literally zero time to fucking post or scroll or anything like that. So I'll do that, and then I'll typically watch an episode of Scandal and go to sleep. My thing is, like, I love just to like escape. Like, my days, I'm so focused on managing just so many different things. Wow. So during my evenings, I always am just like craving just to like forget about my day almost, and just to be like engrossed in a good show. Like, I love a good show so much, and I love just knowing that I have a show to come home to. Like, that's where I think that security, like, it almost like gets me through my day sometimes, because I know that as soon as I'm done with like my shower and I've done the rest of my routine, which I will get into, I will have that show to then just decompress and watch. And it is just so satisfying and so fulfilling. And like, it's honestly just like the small things, but like having a good show to come home to and watch, it makes me so excited. Like, oh my gosh, like, even tonight, I cannot wait just to go home once I'm showered and clean and have everything else done and just turn on my show. Like, that feeling is, oh my gosh, it's just amazing. So I cannot wait. But before I get into bed, so I'll take my shower, I'll wash my face, really slow down with that. And then from there, I will always lay out my outfit for the next day, just because I'm a big fashion person, obviously. But It will take me so long in the mornings if I don't, and I need every single second and minute that I can get throughout my day. So I lay out my outfit before. I will also, like, if I have meetings or if I have, or like if I know that I'm going to be traveling or just like on the road during that day, I'll make sure that like my bags are packed. I'll make sure that like I have snacks ready. I will go and set up that water next to my bed for the next morning. And like, I don't know, for me, doing things like that to prepare for my next day makes me go to bed with, it just like makes me feel so much calmer and just puts me at ease almost going to bed too, because I know that as soon as I wake up, it's like everything will like will just be laid out for me. It's like I won't have to think about what I'm wearing that day. It's already done. I won't have to think about what I'm going to eat that day. It's already done. I won't have to think about, it's just like taking away those small stressors that I would feel or that I would have to think about, which then would just take away more time that I would need back that I can just use in my evening routine. Like, it's just so, for me, I've seen a lot of anxiety be taken away by how I prep the night, by how I prep the night before. So like, I would say just for the evening, I think just whatever you can do to make yourself feel ready for the next day, I say do it. Whether or not that's putting out your outfit before or making sure that you have some snacks ready, or if you have some meetings, doing your prep the night before, that way that the next day you can just kind of have it be like a little review session, you know, like just doing small things like that to make your next day go smoother. I think, why not do it, you know? So I think that's where I truthfully think that your evening routine can be more important, or not more important, but I think that it can place just as much value as your morning routine. Because if you wake up and you feel like you are not prepared, or you feel like you don't know what you're going to wear that day, or you are starving and you can't figure out what to eat, or you have your meetings and you don't have enough time to prep, or something came up and now you lost 15 minutes of prep, like that's just where those kind of surprise stressors can start to happen and can start to show up, and that can really throw you off your entire day. So I just want to challenge you that like the small little things that you can do in your evening routine to help prepare you for your next day, may as well do it. Like, I promise you will thank yourself later. You will thank your past self. I promise you that. So just, I would say, be on the lookout for yourself and always just try to do things that's going to put yourself in a better position. If you do that, you are always going to see those small enhancements and those small growth periods that you're going to have too. So all in all, I think that routine is everything. If you can find some time in the morning and evening in your routine to prepare yourself mentally and physically, I think that that is going to help a lot with just anxiety and stress, and just make you feel so much more confident going through your day too, knowing that you are prepared too. Like, you won't have to spend so much time and energy worrying and stressing. That time and energy you can get back to then pour into your confidence and pour into your intention too. So that's where I think there can be a lot of good things that can come from it. We just have to kind of really take the time to slow down to actually have those mental preparations in the morning as well as at night too. So I just want to challenge all of us, including myself, to make sure that we are having our mental morning routine as well as our mental evening routine too, making sure that we are prepped, feeling good, and ready to go, because routine can truly make or break us. So I hope that that helped. I hope that you all can really focus on our routine this week. Make sure to like and subscribe. And thank you all so much for tuning in. It truly means the world to me to have you guys here and listening and bought into Simply You. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Make sure to like and subscribe and tune in next Sunday on Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Kardashian. Thank you guys. Bye.